This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we came back from Labor Day weekend, and it's supposed to be, all right, I feel refreshed, but I have never been so exhausted. I think Labor Day weekend probably comes at the worst time of the year. We're back to work, and I cannot tell you how busy. I mean, I see you guys on the road out there. It is crazy busy, and you kind of need Labor Day after you get stuff done. I feel like this Labor Day was smack in the middle of stuff when things need to get done. Like, for example, we got a hurricane coming. We got a hurricane approaching the northern Gulf Coast. We've got to talk about that. Not really the best time for, you know, the whole country to kind of take a day off. Sorry. I know you guys just celebrated Labor Day. I shouldn't be complaining about the past, but, you know, we got stuff to do. We got this little girl that contracted a life-threatening infection. Why? Because she tried on shoes without her socks. We're going to talk about that. We got a Texas doctor who apparently had to apologize after saying women in the field don't work as hard as men. Wrong thing to say. And I'm going to be honest about women and men in medicine. I'm going to be honest about it. But the one thing that I am not going to give is that women work less hard. Oh, hell no. Apparently, we may have a little step up on antibiotic resistance, and actually it involves antibiotics. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'm really excited about this. We are in National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week, we have seen governors unite from almost all the United States. This is pretty damn cool. Like I said, not the time of year to take a day off. But we're back. We're back to work. We're really busy. So let's get to it. But for those who join us, we would love to hear from you. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got a lot of emails from you over the weekend. We'll try to get to those. And a lot of them have to do with pot. I have to tell you guys, with marijuana, I think we really have a problem here with this legalized marijuana. I cannot stay in a hotel without reeking of marijuana from the door next door or from the room next door or from somebody in the room above us. But I got to tell you, we were in San Diego, beautiful weather. San Diego's amazing. We went and saw some family who was out there visiting. So, you know, we stayed in a hotel, kind of nice hotel, you know, near the bay, and it just reeked. I mean, just reeked. And I got a glimpse of who was probably in the room because the person kind of came out in his underwear to throw some of the, you know, the tables and the, or like the trays of food outside. And you could just smell the woof of the marijuana coming. And, you know, a lot of people have asked, what do we do about secondhand marijuana? I was listening to Mercedes and JC in the morning in Las Vegas about secondhand smoke and the secondhand marijuana smoke. And it's something that we're not really talking about. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on the show. But, you know, can you technically fail a drug test from secondhand marijuana? I mean, I was scared to breathe. And the funny thing is we talked to the hotel. The hotel was awesome to us, you know, and they credited part of our room, and they were really, 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 really cool with it. But they have a non-smoking policy. So when you, you know, are in a hotel or in a restaurant, okay, and it says this is a, you know, smoke-free place, that includes pot. That should include vaping. And so businesses should be able to protect by that, but unfortunately people smoke in the rooms, and what do you do? How do you, you can't go after them. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to say, all right, well, you know, you checked out, so I'm going to call the police? You can't. They didn't do anything illegal. It was a non-smoking policy. What you could do is collect a deposit, but then how do you prove that that smoke was from them and not, you know, the maid or a maintenance worker that walked into the room? So it's kind of a lot of tricky stuff. But we're going to talk about secondhand marijuana smoke. So, guys, National Blood Donation Week. What is amazing about this is we have governors from blue states, red states, all uniting this week for blood. It's amazing to see this. So governors from Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. More coming this week. Proclaiming state blood donation days. Arizona proclaimed a whole week, September 3rd through the 10th. Oklahoma, whole month. Alaska proclaimed theirs in July. I get it, because of the weather. And seeing governors come together to help raise blood and help our local blood banks, absolutely fantastic. Because September is National Preparedness Month. So we talk a lot about preparedness for hurricanes, which we're going to talk about also today. We talk a lot about preparedness for, you know, natural disasters. But why not also blood? And so American Red Cross, United Blood Services, me, and a whole bunch of others put this together, and it is it's really phenomenal. So if you can donate blood this week, that's great. Please, if you can't donate blood, but you think you and your office may want to host a blood drive, it is really easy. And the blood bank will set everything up. It doesn't cost you any money. They supply all the cookies even. All you have to do is call the blood bank, say you'd like to host a drive, and then spread the word. It's that easy to do. And one pint of blood saves up to three lives. Apparently these blood banks are saying somebody needs blood every 2 seconds. Every 2 seconds. So as I've been, you know, harping about this, there's already been, I don't know, what, maybe 80 people that have already needed a pint of blood. So that's how important it is. And God forbid we got this hurricane coming. Whenever natural disasters come, like the fires, etc., people that usually donate can't donate. So again, thank your governor if you can. Donate blood if you can. Host a drive if you can. And if not, just give somebody a hug, because this is such a good movement. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I apologize. I'm still eating one of those not sweet tarts, Starbursts. Boy, when they're sour... Boy, you almost choke when you eat them. Sorry about that. Just trying to swallow a Starburst. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I got to bring this up first because this is something that really has my panties all up in a bunch. We have a doctor that has apologized. Okay, he's from Texas. And he apparently was criticized because he was quoted saying that women doctors get paid less because they, quote, do not work as hard as their male counterparts. He did apologize, and he never thought the quote would be published. His name is Dr. Gary Tiggs, 53 years old. He is an internist from Plano, Texas. And was quoted in a special Women in Medicine issue of the Dallas Medical Journal. That's... okay, if you're being interviewed by a women's magazine, you might want to hold off right, criticizing women. Just as a, okay? But here's the thing. We're going to talk about this, but listen, we're going to be very, very honest about women in the workplace. Okay? There's an honest discussion we need to have, because I've been asked this by people who don't want to sound sexist, and they've asked about childbirth and, you know, taking off her periods and things like that, and I think there's a lot of myths out there that we need to put to rest, but it is worth discussing. Let's talk about the doctor takes. The journal asked doctors various questions about the gap in doctor pay and asked for ideas to narrow the gap. Takes, who later told the Dallas Morning News that he was unaware the quote was going to be published, told the journal in response to the question, "This is because they choose to, or they simply don't want to be rushed, or they don't want to work the long hours. Most of the time, their priority is something else, family, social, whatever. Nothing needs to be done about this unless female physicians actually want to work harder and put in the hours. If not, they should be paid less. That is fair." So that got published. Now, he did post his apology, but I want to dissect what he said, and because, again, we're not going to make progress if we do these big, huge, whole, you know, all right, everybody gets paid the same. That's, all right, there's an art to this. All right, and there's a lot of backfiring that ends up happening, and we really need to break this down. We need to be honest. I know this isn't going to be the most politically correct conversation. But U.S. doctors, if you're female, apparently, according to a survey by Doximity, earn 27.7% less than their male colleagues. Now, we're going to talk about that and what could be the reason. He said, "I've worked closely with numerous female physicians for nearly three decades and have witnessed nothing but compassion, diligence, and professionalism." He told the paper that he had recently read data that showed women saw fewer patients. If that's true, if women do see less patients than men, they will make less money. "My response sounds terrible and horrible and doesn't reflect what I was really trying to say. I'm not saying female physicians should be paid less, but they earn less because of other factors." Now, I think what he said right there, they earn less because of other factors, that is worth discussing. So, I had a private practice for years. I made less than male doctors, but I didn't make less because I was a woman. I made less because I was doing a radio show. I was, you know, taking off, go to the kids' play. I didn't stay late on days where I needed to pick up the kids. And so if you counted the number of patients I saw a lot of patients. But they were it was less than the number of patients some of my male counterparts saw. So if they made more money, because if you get paid per patient, that's very logical. And, I mean, I can't complain to anybody saying I want to make what he's making, because if you are being paid by the insurance company per patient, then, the insurance company can't pay you for patients you didn't see. Now, one argument that a lot of us women make, and understandably so, is, look, okay, we have all these other duties, and we will never be able to make as much as a man because we're spread thin, because we have kids, we have, other obligations, but then who pays for that? I cannot ask Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna to pay me for patients I didn't see because I have kids to take care of, or because I have to go home and cook dinner or go do laundry or pick up my mom or dad or whatever. So you see, this is where it gets tricky. You know, when we look at two people doing the exact same job, doing the exact same amount of work, if you have a hospital that hires two physicians, and that physician saw exactly the same number of patients as the female physician, and he makes more, or another female makes more than another female, you got some splaining to do. But if the hospital has you on a bonus structure, and you took off two half days, and the other doctor didn't, is that fair for the person that took off two half days to make as much as the first person. You know, I mean, we see these blanket statements of you know, female doctors making less. And when I see that, I always want somebody to specify, is that the same clinic hiring them? So they're hired. Is it an hourly wage? What is it? But if it's because the female physician has seen less patients because she has to take off, or she takes, or she comes in later, or she has to take a longer lunch because she has duties to do, things to do, then you know, you can't force the other person to make less. And you can't pay two people the same if one person gets more time off. You can't. But many of these articles say it's the exact same work. Okay, is it? Because if it is, then that's a whole other conversation. Why the hell? Why is that happening? And we have figured out what's happening. In some offices or some institutions or organizations, if a male applies for a position, and he says, you know what, I want 80 grand. I won't take anything less. He gets the 80 grand. If the female applies for a position, and let's say she's asked, you know, okay, how much do you want to make? And she goes, oh, I need to make over 65. You know, I really want to make over 65. They'll pay her 65, 66 because she didn't ask. But a man could do that too. If a man goes, look, I'm only going to make, you know, I don't want to make anything under 65. So, you know, are women less likely to ask for what they want or what they think they deserve? That's a horrible stereotype, but maybe that could be what's happening. Maybe some women are so scared that if they don't get this job, they're going to have an issue feeding their kids, so they're not going to take as much risks. Maybe men are more risk takers when it comes to asking for higher salary. I've asked for higher salaries before. I don't necessarily get it. But, you know, when you negotiate for salary, you have to, you know, be prepared that they're going to, you know, push you off the net. You have to be prepared that they say, sorry, you're asking too much. You know, there's a fine line. You got to really read them out. If they're desperate for you, you know, you should push them to give you the salary they want. But then again, if they feel like they're overpaying for you, your head's on the chopping block all the time. So there's a fine art to doing it. But if you have two people and the female asks for less, so she gets paid less, then that's something we need to fix. So, you know, when we look at inequality, pay inequality, we need to have honest discussions, and we need to actually see data, and we need to be aware that there are a lot of factors going on. You know, this guy, whether he was misquoted or not, he should have been a lot more careful. But him saying that female physicians may not put in the hours, if a female physician is working 50-hour weeks and the male physician is working 60-hour weeks, the extra 10 hours a week does deserve compensation. So, that's going to be a discussion or a debate that I think will never go away. You know, as we move towards a more socialized society, there's going to be a big push for everybody making the same so we don't discriminate. But if somebody works less and gets to make the same, what do you think the person that works hard is going to do? You know, one thing I always found as an employer is bonus structures really incentivize. But it sounds like we may be getting rid of bonus structures if there's pay inequality like this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Opening statements are finally underway at the confirmation hearing for the president's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after about 90 minutes of delayed tactics by senators on the Democratic side of the aisle, like California's Dianne Feinstein.
When Justice Scalia died, Republicans refused to even meet with President Obama's nominee. Now, with a Republican in the White House, they've changed their position.
Democrats accusing Republicans of withholding documents on Kavanaugh's background. They repeatedly called for a postponement of the hearing, something Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley ruled against, saying the Democratic motions were out of order. Northwest Florida is already getting some heavy rains from Tropical Storm Gordon, which is expected to be a hurricane that will affect Alabama, Mississippi, as well as Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe we'll flush your cheeks. Maybe
1-877 Doc and Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Can you fail a drug test due to secondhand marijuana smoke? I say yes. And I'll talk to you about some studies out there. You are picking up smoke. And we have found, there was a study, I believe, back in the spring, showing how secondhand marijuana smoke has the same effect on arteries as cigarettes, and it takes longer to recover. So secondhand marijuana smoke could actually affect blood vessels. It could affect a whole variety of things in your body. And that's secondhand. And remember, what's secondhand? Well, firsthand is when you actually smoke yourself. Secondhand is when you're standing next to somebody who smokes. Tertiary smoke is when you pick it up off of clothes or drapery or furniture. So, now that cannabis is legal, in 20, or either for medicinal purposes or recreational, in 29 states. All right. The studies have come out of UCSF, a variety of different universities, looking at the effects of marijuana from a joint. Now, let's kind of look up north to see what's going on with Canada. Canada, right, is going to legalize recreational marijuana, I believe, on October 17th. And I guess data from their National Statistics Agency is stoking fears that many people will drive drugged. According to Statistics Canada data that was released last week, 1 in 7 cannabis users with a valid driver's license has openly admitted to hopping behind the wheel within 2 hours of consuming the drug. That's at least once within the past 3 months. We're not talking about, well, back in the 60s. We are talking about within the last 3 months, 1 in 7 admit to being high while driving. That's a problem. Other surveys from Health Canada and Public Safety Canada in 2017 also reveal that large percentages of Canadians are driving after consuming marijuana. They say 1 in 10 respondents of the latter survey said they believe that cannabis makes a person a more careful driver. In a survey, people think marijuana makes them more careful. So Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Canada found these numbers alarming. I'm sure the American Mothers Against Drunk Driving are, you know, pretty upset too. So, you know, when you're driving and you're smoking, you got kids in the car. Or what about the third-hand smoke? You know, you pick somebody up. Give them a ride. I am smelling marijuana all over the place. And it stinks. Now, Canada does have impaired driving laws. We do, too. Right now, we use blood tests. We still don't actively do breathing tests. There are some urine tests that, you know, you could run. So, the big question a lot of people have is, well, how do you accuse somebody of drug driving if they smoked it a week ago? And you have an element in the system, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're impaired. So how we do it with alcohol is if you have a blood alcohol level, 0.8, 0.6, if you have a blood alcohol level of a certain amount, we don't care whether you're impaired. We just say you're done. That's it. But you see, usually we don't figure that out unless you were driving impaired. We don't just randomly grab you and screen you. I mean, I guess maybe in some stops they do. But usually you're pulled over because you were swerving or you were driving funny. Then they test you and they're like, well, not only were you impaired, but now you have this blood alcohol level. With marijuana, there's a lot of people out there on the street. They're not speeding. But boy, I'm behind them on the road and I'm like, what are you doing? So marijuana is starting to get more potent. We're being told that the marijuana of today is nothing like the marijuana of the 60s. Now, urine tests look for a metabolite, according to Newsweek, which is a byproduct of THC. And THC is what is the more psychoactive property of the cannabis plant as opposed to cannabidiol. And apparently, many strains of marijuana in the newer generations of marijuana are bred to contain more THC. If people feel like they get a better high from your product, they're going to buy your product. So what researchers had done in this latest study is they paired several regular pot smokers and non-smokers and put them in a sealed compartment together for an hour while one smoked a joint containing a relatively strong strain of marijuana. The 12 non-smoking participants were then tasked with peeing into a cup 13 times over the next 34 hours. And then their urine was tested for the 9-carboxy-THC, which is the marijuana metabolite that we usually test in drug screens. And the results, published this month in the Journal of Analytical Toxicology, right, says that the urine levels, okay, did surpass a detectable level. Now, it was in only one of the participants, and it happened between 4 and 6 hours after exposure, but it did. They did technically fail their drug test. Using a more sensitive test, Scientists could detect THC levels above 20 nanogram per milliliters in several participants in the hours after exposure. The concentrations start to dip below the threshold within 24 hours. So positive tests can happen. They are rare, but they technically can happen from secondhand smoke. Now, the longer you go, the better. But usually when you're told to take a drug test, they tell you you have to go now. Have you guys ever done a drug test? So when I was a medical student, they made all students do a drug test. All students have to get drug tested before they do their hospital wards, and which is appropriate. Even if marijuana is legal nowadays, I believe still all students have to be drug screened. So we're drug screened, and it was a bathroom that didn't have it didn't really have any water in the toilet. It was like a dry toilet, and there was no sink. And the cup looked at your temperature. So if you, let's say, added tap water, they could tell. I was, not that I would do it, I was just kind of aware of, and I thought that was the weirdest bathroom. And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta wash my hands, I don't want to touch a door handle, and the door handle was such that you didn't have to touch it after you peed. So it was still pretty clean. And then the sinks were outside. And I mean, now other people, they do the drug testing in areas where it's not as secure. There's a sink, there's water in the toilet, etc. But a true drug test, they don't mess around. And so you're also told to do your drug test immediately. They don't give you a lot of time to go to some of these places and try to dilute your urine or drink a lot of water or whatever. And drinking a lot of water, what ends up happening with that is your urine looks so dilute that they say, wait a second here, you're trying to hide something. They'll ask you. They'll be like, why is your urine dilute? You're like, well, I drink a lot of water. Well, test is inconclusive. They want you to redo it now. See, a lot of people, right after the drug test, they smoke. So, they'll turn you right around and say, you have to come within the next 2 to 4 hours or whoever your employer is. So, yes, secondhand smoke. The researchers ventilated the smoking chamber, making the smoke fumes less concentrated. The urine levels of THC's metabolite did not come close to reaching the 50 nanogram per milliliter. So, if you have ventilation, that'll help. And again, let me specify, it is rare to fail a drug test from secondhand smoke, but it is possible. And one positive drug test could ruin your career if you are not allowed to have drugs in your system. So please be careful and make sure you have ventilation. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, want to be talking about this next hurricane that is making the Gulf Coast a little nervous. We have Tropical Gordon. I think we predicted that Gordon, just because of its name, might be a bad one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane warning from the mouth of the Pearl River, Mississippi, to the border between Alabama and Florida. Thus far, we have hurricane force winds at 74-plus miles per hour, and they are expected in the area beginning this evening. Tropical storm warnings are posted from the west of the mouth of the Pearl River, as we said, to the east of Grand Isle, Louisiana, including Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Maurepas, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, as well as the Alabama-Florida border. and the Okaloosa-Walton County line in Florida. Now, they say a tropical storm warning is typically issued when tropical storm force winds are about 39-plus miles per hour, and they're expected within the next 36 hours. Now, I just, I'm having computer issues because I kind of had the breakdown on when we called a hurricane. Sorry about this. I don't know why my computer's acting up. But they believe that this is supposed to hit as a Category 1. Let me give you guys a definition here. Sorry about this. Looks like maybe my computer is acting up because of the hurricane. Who knows? So Category 1s are going to be called if the winds are above 74 miles per hour. Then it's hurricane force. Category 2 is when it's 96 to 110 miles per hour. Once it hits 111 miles per hour, we call it Category 3. If it hits 131 miles per hour, it's Category 4. If it's over 155 miles per hour, we are talking Category 5. Now, over any year, the Atlantic Ocean usually averages about 12 hurricanes, with 2 becoming major, which means greater than a 3. Now, Katrina was a Category 5 at one point. When it did hit land, they say it was about a 3 to 4, depending on the source. Many people say it was a Category 4 when it hurt. Some sources are saying, well, it actually was a 3 when it hit. The problem is it hovered. So it killed 1,800 people, caused over $108 billion in damage. They say the deadliest hurricane to ever hit soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane back in 1900. Over 10,000 people died. So the 2018 hurricane season has been predicted to have above average activity. 14 named storms, 7 of which are expected to become hurricanes, 3 which they predict could become major hurricanes. Now, 2017 was a little too active for our taste. And apparently Dr. Phil Klotzbach of the Colorado State University Tropical Meteorology Project said last year that while the tropical Atlantic is warmer than normal, the far north Atlantic remains colder than normal, potentially indicative of a negative phase of the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation. These negative phases tend to be associated with overall less conducive conditions for Atlantic hurricane activity because you have higher tropical Atlantic surface pressures. You also have drier middle levels of the atmosphere. So he thought that the last season had near record warm sea temperatures, but that the following year might not be as bad. Now, El Nino could change the forecast. El Nino is that ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, and then there's this wind shear at the Atlantic near the equator region. That has been linked to high active hurricane season. So we're right now at Hurricane Gordon. So remember we had Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon. So we're only at the 7th named storm right now. And being in September, September is one of the heaviest months. So, we're being told that the Louisiana governor is already bracing. Apparently, Louisiana governor has declared a state of emergency. Coastal residents from Florida to Louisiana have been bracing. Boaters have been evacuated to safe harbors. Motorists left Barrier Islands. Homeowners, leaving. So there is a hurricane warning. Again, they are calling it a life-threatening storm. They believe 8 inches of rain could fall in some parts of the Gulf states. So we're going to keep you posted. I believe there's supposed to be another one in the works. So I'm going to get a confirmation on that. So what do the residents have to do? Well, usually, you know, the preparation has to come weeks before. So, you know, you already have your, you know, windows, hurricane-proof windows, or you have boards ready so you can board up the windows. You know where your nearest shelter is. Know your location, your community plans, that kind of stuff. Know your evacuation zone, your evacuation route. You know, a big problem last year is with these, you know, a big problem last year was these hurricanes had forced residents to flee southern Florida, start going towards Orlando and Tampa, and then the hurricane hit the west, and so then those people were in the line of fire. So, you want to have 2 plans in place. And unfortunately, people were stuck on the roads. They were stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. That's why a lot of people didn't flee. They were like, I'm not leaving. Why should I be stuck in traffic? I get that. You know, my family lived in southern Florida. They're like, no, I got two young children. I'm not going to be stuck in the middle of a highway in bumper-to-bumper traffic in the middle of a hurricane. We're going to bunker down where I know they're safe with our food supply and not get stuck on a road somewhere. You know, and you know, some people thought, okay, that was ridiculous, but I did see the logic. And then it turned out that the hurricane wasn't even that bad and they were fine. Scary stuff, though. You know, I mean, these are calls that people make. Then people ran out of gas, and I guess gas started to be, you know, gas gougers were out there. It was bad. So they say gather needed supplies for at least 3 days. I would say a week. Don't forget your pets. Keep important documents at a safe place. Password-protected digital copies. Protect your property. Declutter drains and gutters. Install check valves and plumbing to prevent backups. Consider hurricane shutters. Review your insurance companies. Now, what do you do right now at the 36-hour mark? Well, they say turn on your TV or radio in order to get the latest weather update. Restock your emergency preparedness kit, like your food, your water, medications, flashlight. Ready.gov recommends 3 days. They say have batteries, cash for state supplies. Plan how to communicate with family members if you lose power. Back to cash. Your credit card may not work in certain places if their power's down. So make sure you have you talk to family members not in the area, okay? All right? If you can't call, text, email, or use social media, you know, maybe if you're going to have to go back to old school, do landlines, designate one family representative that you could call on that landline, and then they could spread all the news out on social media for you. Know where your nearest shelter zone is, etc. And then by the 18th to 36-hour mark, if you haven't left, all right, you got to get rid of your lightweight objects, your patio furniture. You got to bring anything that may not be unsafe that could, you know, fly around. Have it locked down in the garage, etc. Anchor objects that you can't bring inside, like propane tanks. Trim or remove trees close enough that could fall on the building. Cover your home windows, permanent storm shutters, those are pretty nice. And then 6 to 18 hours, they say turn on your TV radio, check your city county website every 30 minutes, charge your cell phone now. So that's interesting. They say charge your cell phone now so you have a full battery in case you lose power. Charge your cell phone now. My phone is done in 10 hours. I have an iPhone, so that won't cut it. However, get those chargers that you can put in your car so you could turn on your car and you could charge your phone in your car. So get one of those. You know, how to survive during. Well, you know, you gotta be in a windowless room. Okay? You know, maybe in a hallway on the lowest floor that's not subject to flooding. If you're trapped in a building by flooding, go to the highest level of the building. Do not climb into a closed attic, because you could become trapped by rising flood water. You got to listen for emergency information, so have that radio on. You may have to use a generator. Do not walk, swim, or drive through flooded waters. Dangerous stuff. And then, when everything is done, please do not touch any electrical equipment. Try to avoid wading in the flood water. It's dirty. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.